T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And now, Chuck and Winkler, live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio.
Listen up, people!
On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. Bucks play the Pacers tonight. Since the Eastern Conference final year in 2001, Bucks won 41 games the following year, 42, 41 the next couple of years. They won 40 games in 05, 06, got back up to 46 in 2009. They won 41 games a few years ago, 42 a couple of seasons ago, 44 last year. It's been hard to get up to that 40 mark. The Bucks have won 42 games by the All-Star break this year. They are 42-14. I don't think that we should forget that. That is remarkable.
They've clinched a winning season, and we haven't been to the All-Star break. That's amazing.
That is insanity.
We used to, if they got the 42-40, Bart, man, we used to be like, oh, man, can you believe it? They've had a winning season. We're not even at the Valentine's Day yet. They've clinched a winning season.
I bought into Jason Kidd when he said 41-41 is a winning season. I said, okay, we're so starved for him. I agree with you.
I was just like, okay, that's a starting point. Where are we going to go from here? And they never took off from there. But you know, now, I mean, this is what we all imagined when we heard Own the Future. All right, this is what we picked. This is what I was hoping for. Own the Future, and the Bucks have so far in the regular season. I'm still taking a wait-and-see attitude about the postseason, but all the systems are go so far.
Covering this team, this Bucks team, every step of the way, Matt Velasquez, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Hey, Matt.
Good morning, guys.
Matt, we can hopefully hear you better than this. Matt, we played some the comments that everybody's heard by now, I think, from Kevin Durant and how he gets tired of dealing with the questions about free agency and that sort of thing. You know, I don't think any of that has been there with Chris Middleton, and God forbid that ever happened with Giannis, but I'm just dreading the day where we're sitting here every day, is Giannis staying or is Giannis leaving? I hope, as a member of the media, and you know, you and Eric Name cover the team every game, home and away, that the pressure is never going to be put on to these guys like Giannis. Are you staying or are you going?
I mean, with Chris, I mean, we've certainly talked about it just a little bit, but, you know, he's like, hey, like, I'm just focused on this here. And that's really what Kevin Durant could have done. I guess he didn't talk to the media for like 9 days or something absurd like that. And so when you don't talk, people have questions. And if you don't answer the question, people will keep asking you the question. And I, you know, I don't know. I'm obviously biased in this situation, but, you know, I think that all those things are reasonable, and he could have very easily dispelled a lot of things, you know, and Chris has made it clear, you know, and just kind of conversations that, you know, hey, I'm just trying to play that part of the season, and the future will take care of itself. And that's kind of where he stands. And then Giannis, well, it only becomes an issue as much as he wants it to become one. And if you know, I'm sure the questions will come. You know, they'll come at All-Star. They'll come as soon as this weekend, probably for both guys. And I'm, you know, based on my knowledge of them and my history with them, I assume that they'll answer it by saying, hey, like, we're just trying to win basketball games right now. We'll worry about that later.
Talking with Matt Velasquez, Journal Sentinel, we've talked a lot. It seems like on this station what we do is we talk about the Bucks. And we'll be talking about the Bucks, and 5 minutes go along, and people are listening and interested, and then all of a sudden we'll get a phone call, and we'll take the call, and the call is screened, and the person says they want to talk about Giannis or DJ or whatever, and we say, how are you doing? What's your take on the
Brooke Lopez signing, and they'll say, you know what? I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about Chris Middleton. Chris Middleton. Chris Middleton. It always goes to Chris Middleton because you've got a player that has been so polarizing for whatever reason that could and may have to be maxed out if the Bucks are going to retain him. I look at the Bucks, Matt, and I think Chris is a very good complementary player to Giannis and should be paid accordingly. Now, if the Bucks didn't have Giannis, is he a guy you build a team around? I would say no. Do you pay him $30 million if he's your number one star? I would say no. But it's almost like you do pay him because of Giannis. So it's like Giannis is helping to make this guy this money. Would the Bucks be better off, long way to ask you this, they want him, I think. They want to retain him for the future. Is there a chance that they think, you know what? Let's let him explore. There's other guys on the free agent market we like better. I would just think if you're the Bucks, this core you have right here, you try to keep that as long as possible.
Yeah. I think it all is going to depend on the playoffs and how they do. If they flame out earlier than they should, then maybe they try and clear the decks a little bit. And the thing about their free agents is that they're unrestricted and they'd have to renounce their cap holds in order to really try and sign someone else, which means giving up bird rights and giving up the opportunity to sign someone and go over the cap to sign them. And so, you know, when you have a Chris Middleton or an Eric Bledsoe or a Brooke Lopez who are going to be unrestricted free agents, you know, you have the opportunity to sign them, go over the cap, and all that stuff. But not to get stuck in the weeds, you know, the important thing is that the Bucks, by all accounts, you know, better than they've said, you guys have had John Horst on before. I've talked to John Horst plenty. They want to keep these guys. Their hope is to keep this team together. Their hope is this team is good enough to compete at the highest level, but they'll have to bring everybody back. And the thing about Chris Middleton, you know, as a Mavs player, I think you're right. Like, is he your first best player, or could he be? No. Like, you know, he's a very good player, but he's, I don't think he's going to be leading a team of his own. But as a complimentary piece to Giannis, like, what more could you want? I mean, he's got the size, the versatility, offense, defense, can shoot the three, you know, can score on his own, create his own shots, especially in the mid-range. You know, he's somebody who definitely fits. And he's still valuable, like, even after you sign him, if you sign him to a max or near a max or whatever he eventually is worth, he's still valuable. Just because you signed him doesn't mean you have to keep him forever. If the team decides that they don't want to hold on to him, or, you know, they don't see him as a future piece after a year or two, that would still be a movable contract. And he'd still have value on the open market. You could find a trade, and you could work something out. And so it's better to have that asset than not have that asset. And the big thing with Chris Middleton, too, is if you're not going to sign him, then who are you getting? And I haven't really heard a plausible answer yet as to who Bucks fans think the team can get or would get. But I'm open to that because if you can get someone better, like, that's always better.
Yeah, it's been a successful but a long grind for the Bucks, man. And tonight will be a capper on a 4-game, 6-night week. And it's, again, it's just that I think that things are taking their toll on the team. I could just tell it. This looks like a tired team. We saw that Saturday night. They had enough of the tank to win Monday night against Chicago. But they just need to get through the night's game against Indy. This is going to be a tough one tonight. But do you see this team having some tired legs?
I think a little bit. You know, they've been, in addition to the 4-6, I mean, they've been going, I think it was 9-15 as of the other day. You know, this will be like 11-19 or something like that. Just a lot of games, a lot of road trips. You know, a really busy stretch of the schedule. I don't think everybody's going to be, you know, chanting 1-2-3 Cancun before the game, but, you know, they're definitely looking forward to the All-Star break and the opportunity to rest a little bit and kind of get themselves recharged for the next part of the season.
We haven't seen Nikola Mirotic play yet. Are you surprised at that, and is there a chance he plays tonight from what you know?
I'm not surprised. I mean, I know he had the calf strain. I haven't heard anything yet about his status. We'll have to shoot around in a little while to kind of get the latest on that. You know, but the fact that he had that calf strain, they've been really cautious about injuries all season. If anybody's anything below 100%, they're trying to keep them out and let them rest up. You know, so this is no different. I think it also gives them an opportunity to
have more time with Mirotić, have him on the court for shoot rounds, practices, and you know, build a little of that chemistry with the coaching staff, with the players, and know a little bit more about what they're doing and their schemes. So they're not going to rush it. If he can play tonight, you know, great. If not, they'll just wait until after the All-Star break and hope that he's fully healthy then.
He has been practicing, though, hasn't he? Because I saw him in the shoot-around Monday. I saw the interview that he had with Katie George that they aired during the game. And it looked like Mirotić, you know, his hair was a little wet. Looked a little. I don't think he just got out of the shower. It looked like he was a little wet. That maybe he got a little run-in on Monday in Chicago.
Yeah, Monday he was on the court. He was doing stuff. He was like one of the last guys on the court and working out during shoot-around. You know, and whatever team activity they had yesterday, he would have been a part of that. You know, but he's been on the court. I mean, it's not like he's totally laid up. He said, you know, in his first media interview with us on Saturday that he was feeling really good and he hopes he'd be able to play on Monday. So it's not like he's too far away from getting back.
Matt Velazquez, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You can find him, Matt_Velazquez on Twitter. Are you going to Charlotte or are you taking that off?
No, I'll be there. Basketball never sleeps.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Well, when the NBA's, when the All-Star is there, you gotta go.
You got the captain, you got Middleton, yeah. You got the coaching staff.
Hey, one of our guys is going to be there too.
Who?
All right, can't wait.
All right, man.
All right, Matt, we'll talk to you later, bud.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.